Blog Talk Radio.
This is MikeSpirit.fm. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now. 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights. My name is Jeanette Ann Coombe. I'm co-hosting the show with my lovely friend and colleague, Sarah May, who is here with me this evening. And we are going to have a really fantastic show with you all tonight. Now, if you'd like to interact with us, please call 760-283-4511. And then outside America, put 001. Or you'd like to interact with us on Skype, you need to type in Blog Talk Radio / Mike Spirit FM and click the Skype button. Now, I know that Sarah is patiently waiting, and I'm just going to say hi, good evening, Sarah, and lovely meeting you once again on Guiding Lights.
Hello, good evening, Jeanette, and good evening to everybody else who's listening in this evening, or, you know, maybe it's the afternoon or morning, wherever you are. Welcome to Guiding Lights.
Yeah. Now, this evening, I thought what we'd focus on is change, because sometimes, Sarah, change can be very, very, very scary, especially if you've been in a relationship for a while and it's kind of not really what you're looking for, a little bit dysfunctional, but for whatever your reasons, you're afraid to walk away or you're afraid to change things. Or that could apply as well to a job or anything that you really do want to change in your life. And I thought Sarah and myself would have a show about change because numerologically this year is year number 5. And 5 in the numbers is all about change, restlessness and needing to move on and let go and cutting away old negativity and moving you into the new phases that are coming in for 2013. So without further ado, I'm going to ask Sarah if she would like to start a beautiful meditation where we're going to be working on your solar plexus. We're also going to be working on your base chakra and also as well your third eye, because we feel that sometimes when you are trying to change things in your life, it's having the confidence to put those ideas into practice and really move yourself on in a very positive vibe. So I'm going to ask Sarah if she would like to start off this meditation, and then I'll come in then and I'll recommend some crystals and give you a couple of words as well. Okay then, Sarah, whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Lovely. Okay. I have in my hand, at this present moment in time, a beautiful cluster of amethyst, something that was made for me, and it's got a lot of energy, so I'm holding the amethyst at the moment. I've opened up my Reiki so that we can offer out some healing to whoever is listening, and what I want us all to do is just relax, breathe nice and steady, breathe from the back of your nose down to your stomach, and back out through your mouth. When you're ready, get some water at any time now or you know after the show. Just make sure that you drink plenty of water because it's really good to detoxify yourself with the water, all right? And I'm going to open up the chakras, but we are going to concentrate on three specific chakras. Your base chakra, which is your seated area, is red, okay? And this one is all about rooting yourself, making yourself feel as though you're at home, you're not lost, knowing where you are, where you're going. The other chakra that we're going to use as well is the solar plexus chakra. We will open them all up, but we're concentrating on three major ones. The solar plexus chakra is around your tummy button, your stomach area. It's your lower mental, okay? So this is obviously important when you're thinking about change, your gut instinct, your gut feeling, releasing fears, because fear really is false evidence appearing real. So that chakra there is yellow. And then going right up to towards the top of the chakras, we're looking at the third eye, your forehead. And this one is the indigo chakra, and this one is your clairvoyance, your thinking, your thoughts, which is your higher mental. So really we want your higher and your lower mental working together. But before we do that, we need to feel grounded. So let's go on a lovely meditation and see what we can find. Okay? I'm going to hold your hand, each and every one of you. Maybe you can feel me holding your hand, or maybe somebody special or close to you in the spirit world is holding your hand. We're walking along. It's a lovely, clear day. The skies are lovely and clear. We're walking in sand. It's fine sand. We're not leaving any marks or any footprints. We can feel the soft, cold sand between our feet, and it's a lovely, healing feeling. We can hear the sea. As we look to the left, we can actually see the sea. And as we're walking, there's an array of colours coming towards us. And the first colour that's coming towards us is a beautiful red. It's warm. It's surrounding you. There's a lovely glow from this red. It's making you feel very comfortable. It's making you feel loved. It's making you feel at ease, that you know where you're going in your life and you're ready to make the changes, if you need to make them, that are possible to move you forwards. As this red falls around us and envelops us, you're walking towards this beautiful box. It's like a treasure trove. And you and the person who's with you are going to open up the treasure trove. And Jeanette will find something in there for you. And she will talk to you about how this can help you.
Well, in this lovely treasure, I'm looking at the floor. And what I can see is a wonderful array of rubies and also red jasper. And these beautiful rubies are there, okay, to offer you unconditional love, that warmth, that base, that nurturing love, okay, that you have mother and child. Because what I'm feeling is that this will give you the confidence, boost that confidence. It will also give you the creativity to become who you really are. And as you're standing there with these beautiful crystals all around you, you feel engulfed with the warmth, the positivity and the creativity that these beautiful red rubies and jaspers are offering you.
Lovely. Take in everything that Jeanette has said to you. Imagine these rubies, these lovely red stones with you. Hold on to them. Have them in your hand. Maybe there's a basket at your feet so that you can pop these treasures into your basket. And you're going to continue walking. Well, as you're walking, falling around you is a warm rain. This rain is orange. Yes, it's unusual. It's vibrant. It's lifting you and it's giving you confidence. You still have your friend or your family member with you, holding your hand, keeping you safe, encouraging you by just being there. Keep on walking, because you're walking into a zone where you will be surrounded by the colour yellow. Yellow is for inspiration. Yellow is for mental aptitude. It's for thinking in the right way, trying not to let the emotions take you over. It's falling around you and surrounding you. You're arriving yet at another box. And when you stop and turn to the right, this box is beckoning you to open it up. And when you open it up, Jeanette is waiting there to help you with the colour yellow.
And as you open this box, you actually look and see a beautiful gold rope. And when you hold on to this rope, you realise that this rope is taking you to a beautiful light that's flooding all around you. And when you look at this light, you realise that there is a mirror. And when you look into that mirror, you can see your true self. Not the person that you've been pretending to be, that person who is all about other people's needs and wants and not your own. This is you. And then you look again and you see that there are some divine helpers coming down and they are standing beside you and they're actually taking hold of your hand and they're saying to you, you now need to be true to yourself. And as they are saying that, you feel that your self-esteem, your confidence is coming back to you. And this is the first time in a long time that you felt that you could really do something that you wanted to do with for yourself. And you could positively embrace the changes that you need to become who you really can potentially be. And as you look around, you see that you're engulfed by angel wings. So these divine helpers have been angels and they've actually been sent by the guardian Archangel Michael. And he is coming on the number 7 vibration to bring you in that spiritual change that you know that you need. And then you carry on in your lovely cave and Sarah's going to take you to the next level.
Take in everything that's been given to you. At this moment in time, you may have flashes of images or pictures in your mind of your goals, freeze frames of where you want to be. Remember these images. Maybe it's an insight into something that you haven't even considered yet. But keep on walking with your friend holding your hand. You're safe. You're already feeling uplifted. You're positive and confident and you're ready for change. Falling around you is the beautiful green rain. Around you also is the pale blue rain. Showers of pale blue raindrops and green raindrops energizing you, giving you balance, giving you the right attitude to speak the best way that you can for yourselves in a positive way. Walk along the beach, look at the sea, look at the scenery, smell the fresh air, because you're coming to your next box. And this final box is of the indigo blue. This is your third eye. Remember these pictures in your mind. As you turn to the box and open it, Jeanette is waiting to give you the benefits of your third eye and the indigo chakra.
And as you're opening this box, beautiful butterflies fly out of the box and they fly all around you and they're also little stars as well. And you are standing there and you feel like as though you've been emerged in all this love. And it's almost like you've realized that this imagination, this inner child that you once were when you was younger and you had such high hopes for yourself and your life, that person is still there. That hope for new beginnings is still there for you. All you need to do is just tap into you and tap into that inner child who was once so excited about the prospects of that new job, that new love, that new home. You really embraced change back then. Change was something that you were really restless for. So as you become in that inner child again and you're full of confidence and your imagination is working, your third eye is open, you can visualize, you can see the victory that's coming in around you. You can actually physically see success and victory. And you know that your divine helpers are going to be working with you to give you balance. You know that your divine helpers are going to be at your side, looking after you and making the pathway smooth to put you on the right path where you need to be on. And you know that from now on, there is nothing that you can't do to change. And anything that you want to change in your life for the positive is now in the palm of your hands. Your helpers, your guides, your angels are there with you. They're working with you. And as you leave the cave, you feel absolutely overwhelmed with love from the cave, and you are automatically now know that you are going to succeed in any change that you decide to put into place. And that is you leaving the cave positively uplifted, surrounded by your angels, at peace, and really looking forward to all the changes that you need to embrace.
You're now going to walk away from that box. You're going to gaze at the sea. At your feet, you each individually have a key. This is your key. It will never fit anybody else's lock. It is unique to you and your lock. For you are the key, and the lock is within you. The key is going to open you up to see. And as you do this, you say to yourself, I am, I will, I see, I do, I am home. As you walk along back towards where you started, there's a tunnel of purple vision. Walk into it, fearless. It's the colour of protection, the highest spiritual colour that will always protect you, and spirit will always keep you close. Like our loved ones who have never left us, you are still holding hands and you're going to walk back to where you started. Say goodbye to whoever was with you. If it were me, I bid you goodbye, my friend. Until the next time. And slowly bring yourselves to. There we go.
Now, was that amazing, Sarah, hey? And I feel totally relaxed and at peace myself. And I really hope that the listeners enjoyed that as much as I did. And I think we're going to be going over to a song now. And then when we come back, we're going to be opening the lines. We are going to be taking our callers. And the theme tonight is about change, so we thought we'd have some lovely music for you to listen to that has got the feel and the vibe about how to change things as well. So I'm going to pass over to Ken, our fantastic producer, who is going to put the first track on for us. Thank you.
Follow the Moscow.
Well, hello and welcome back to Guiding Lights with Sarah May and Jeanette Ann. We've had a lovely meditation come chakra cleanse with some affirmations to help us to move forwards and make change. I'd like to mention a few people. I've just popped into the chat room and I've missed some of the chats. I haven't actually got all of it. I'd like to welcome Vicky and Kari, first time listening to the show. You're very welcome to Guiding Lights show. We've also got Tony in there, Lady Jane Becker, and Eye for Beauty. I just thought I'd give you all a mention because it's very much appreciated with all of you being there in the background, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Another few mentions that I want to do, I double booked this evening. I got the radio show, but I'm so busy at the moment that I'm just trying to slot people in my diary as often as I can. And I've done 6 readings before we did our show this evening, before we started the show, and I've said to each and every one of them that I'd give them a mention. And I do hope you're all listening, folks. So I'd like to say thank you to Tina for letting me around your house this evening. Let me loose on you and all of your lovely friends, Jade and Callum, Julia, Linda and Hannah. Thanks for listening. I'd also like to give a very special mention to a wonderful lady, and I hope she's listening tonight, by the name of Nova Bartlett. And Nova's fantastic. The minute we connected with each other, we got on like a house on fire, and we always will do. Very special lady. And Nova was my first contact into the TV industry. So she recruited me on Psychic First Television as a presenter and a psychic. So I'd like to say, hello, Nova, loves you. I hope you're listening, darling. Jeanette, have you got any people you want to mention, darling?
Yeah, I'd also like to say hi to Nova because, like you, I met Nova when she recruited me to come on board to Psychic First, which was a TV show that was in the UK, run for a few months, and Nova's smashing lady. She's always been very kind, and I miss not having a chat with her because it's been a little while. I also would like to thank Katie Keeley as well, who has been a fantastic friend to me. In fact, it was Katie that first got me into working as a TV psychic because I actually did a reading for her, and she was absolutely blown away, and she said that she's going to speak to someone about getting me working on the television. So that was around about 5 years ago now, 4 or 5 years ago, and everything has snowballed since then. But as always, Katie has remained a lovely person and a true friend. So hi, because I know she listens to the show as well. So hi, Katie, love you too.
Hi, Katie. Thank you for listening, darling. And who else have we forgotten there, Jeanette?
Well, I think Maria,
yeah.
Psychic medium, she's a great girl, fabulous psychic, fabulous personality. I know that she listens. Julie Reakin Starlin, she always likes to listen. And to anybody else out there who are our friends. And if we've forgotten you, you know, sorry.
We're in trouble.
But we are thinking about you, really, we are.
Well, if anybody does want to actually dial in and contact the show, the number is 760-283-4611. Come and talk to us. Come and have a live reading from either Jeanette or myself. That is an American telephone number outside of America, prefix with 001, and you'll come through to us. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM and click on Skype. Okay. Skype is a way that we won't see you or anything like that, but you just call Skype, and you come through to the producer. Anybody who is coming through to the show, you will get through to Ken, and he'll probably have a little bit of a quick chat with you, and then we will then bring you in for readings. So I do believe we're going to start off with the readings, Jeanette.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Lovely. So we have... I only have an area code, which is 440. Hello there.
Hello, this is Tony from the chat room. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tony. How lovely for you to come through. I was hoping that somebody from the chat room would come through. Have we spoken to you before?
I don't think so. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio, if that rings a bell to you guys.
Nope. Oh, I mean, we get a lot of American callers in, to be honest with you, Tony. We get Florida, California, Ohio, I think we have had people calling in from Ohio. So was there anything specifically that you wanted us to look at, or do you just want me to link into you?
Yeah, specifically a job situation. I had an interview last week with a company, and I also applied or sent my resume into another company that I'm more interested in, but they both seem pretty good. So I just wanted to know what, if anything, you guys saw opening up for me as far as a new job.
Lovely. Let's have a look for you then and see what I've got. I don't use cards, Tony, so I just link into spirit and I link into your energy, all right? So I do need some evidence before I'm happy to actually give you any validations for your future, all right? Are you named after somebody by the name of Tony?
Well, not Tony, but it's a translation. I was actually born in Odessa, Ukraine. Was named after my father's father. So.
Okay, and it was a similar name. It wasn't the same name, but with a different translation.
Correct.
Okay. I presume he's in spirit, your father's father. I'm wondering if it's him that's coming in close towards me. He gives me a June link, which could be somebody's birthday around you or somebody's passing around you, but it might not be him. Do you understand this, Tony?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we with that? I know a lot of mediums say don't feed me. You don't feed me because I will just give you what I've got anyway. What's your link in June, sweetheart?
What's what?
What is your link in June? Who is it that passed or who was it that was born in June?
Well, I've only got, my father was born in June, aunt on the mother's side.
Quite a lot. Okay. It just helps me to build a picture, and then if you're talking to me, just the energy gets a bit bigger for me, okay? But I'm not going to pry too much. I just wanted to know that I was with direct family with this when we were talking about it. Okay. I also feel like they're giving me August, okay, and they're giving me October with you. And I also feel like I want to give you the name John. Now, does John link around one of these jobs that you've gone for?
Yeah, that's the name of the person I interviewed with last Monday.
Lovely. Okay. Now, my feeling is that you're doing well with both of them. I know there's one coming up for you. Okay. The one that's coming up is connected more towards the October, whereas John, who's interviewed you in August, or who's interviewed you, is connected with the August connection that I've given to you. Okay. I'm handwriting something here, Tony. So has he asked you to do something, or is there something that you needed to apply for, like a check or something?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
This John that you were talking to in your first interview, have you had to have a check of some sort, or have you had to apply for something connected with the job?
No, it was basically just an interview. My headhunter had sent in my resume, and they liked it and wanted to interview me. So there's no test, there's no check, nothing that I know of.
Right. Wait and see, because I feel like there's more correspondence coming towards you, or there's more that ask you something more. I do feel that they are interested in you, okay? So that, I feel, is good, but I'm not too sure whether you particularly want that role, all right? It's something that you need to really look into. I feel that the next role is the one that maybe you would be more interested in, okay? But regardless of that, is there anybody in your family that was in, we call it the army in England, I don't know whether you call it the army in America, in the forces?
No, absolutely no one.
Okay, right, well, I get a connection with somebody in a uniform around you, all right? So it's not somebody in the spirit world, it would be somebody that comes in around you, somebody that maybe used to wear a uniform, okay? And it's like a pale colour, it's not a dark colour, it's a pale coloured uniform, and you will know of this, all right? I feel this is coming in around about 3 or 4 weeks, Right. I do feel with you. Are you acting, Tony, or have you wanted to get into the media in any way?
No, that's not even, no.
Okay. Is there something, I just get media, I get communications abroad, which is maybe not be connected around these jobs, but maybe you're presenting something or you're standing up in front of people. Do you understand? Because
sure.
I just get a sense that there's something to do with that. But I also feel that I want to travel with you, that there's travel coming up with you. Okay, and obviously you need to have the finances in order to do this. I get a sense around you, within about 3 years, you're going to come to England. Have you had ideas of coming to England?
No, I've been to England before in the 80s, but no plans.
Right. Have you got family or connections over here, Tony?
My old college roommate actually moved to London, but we're not really that close anymore. It's been years.
Right. That was then. Okay, because there's something about travel with you in the future, right? Are you anything to do with pipes?
Am I what?
Anything to do with pipes or tubes connected with the work that you're going into?
Yeah, I'm a machinist, but a specific type. It's called Swiss machining, and what we do is we make parts out of we make real small parts out of 12-foot bars from 1 inch and a half diameter and smaller.
Good. Those are the tubes that I can see then, because I saw round pipes, you know, and obviously exactly as you've explained them, tubes. Are you already in a role at the moment, Tony?
Am I in at work or working?
Yeah.
No, I had an attempt to hire a position that was with a company that isn't doing so well, so they didn't hire me.
Lovely. Okay, not lovely, but I just wanted to know where you were at this moment in time. My sense and my feeling is that the job connected around the John is positive for you. It may not be the one that you want to take on, but obviously because you're not working, you'll be worried about the financial side of your life, okay? I get a sense that something coming up in October that is going to be more sort of the way you want to work, okay? But with you, for some reason, I don't know whether you're going to have to do, I mean, for the kind of work that you do, you wouldn't need to do a presentation, but I can see you standing up in front of people. So I don't know whether there's something else that you do on the sidelines whereby you will be speaking in front of people, or whether it's something to do with your local community, okay? But I can see this. I get a sense that you're the type of person that people turn to and ask advice of. Do you understand this, Tony?
Sure.
Yeah, people come to you, and I'm wondering if you're going to stand for something in the local community that you're in. You may be offered something that is not to do with your line of work, and just wait and see what happens around that. If I give you the name George, could you take that?
George, no one personally.
Okay. Is it friends or neighbours or anything like that, George?
No, just some personalities on Facebook and various hosts that I listen to once in a while.
Oh, I see. Okay. So that's something connected with what you're listening to, because I just felt that George was relevant with you. You know, Tony, are you interested in getting involved in the radio? I know you said you're not, but why do I feel a draw towards it?
I'm not sure. George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM, I listen to him once in a while.
Okay. I don't know whether you'll be offered something by producing in the background or something to do with the media. And I know it sounds surreal to you at the moment, but what I want you to do is hold on to that and wait and see what happens with it. Okay, because there is something there. Something about you connecting out and you being a part of maybe at the back of a radio show, but also I get the connection with you that you're asking to be dancing as well. There's a lot of changes coming around here. Okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me switch rooms. I'm sorry about that. Okay. You there?
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
My daughter's gone nuts with
Who's
my life.
The blonde lady around you, Tony?
My stepdaughter gets her hair colored blonde, yeah.
Blonde. Okay. Has she had a few worries at the moment?
Just looking for a job.
Same as you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I get changes coming in around her as well within 2 weeks. So that is going to help with your whole situation. All right. Tony, I hope that's helped you. Take the information that I've given to you. Have a listen back, you know, with the podcast and see if you can piece together the bits that maybe you didn't get, but they will come for you. Because when I do a reading, I often give a bit of evidence, but I give stuff that's coming up as well. I've had a lot of people who have come back to me who have said, you know, that happened. There was a connection with that. But it obviously isn't going to happen straight away. But that's what they wanted to give to you. All right, darling.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Pleasure.
I will call back. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. I'm handing over to you now, Jeanette, darling.
Ah, that was a lovely reading, Sarah. And I hope that Tony really appreciated all that evidence that you gave him. And it's lovely connecting with Tony on Guiding Lights. I do believe that we have someone on the line from Area 619. And I'd like to say hi and good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights. And who am I speaking to, please?
Hi, this is Ashley.
Hello, Ashley. Okay, now you're through to Jeanette Ann. Can I just ask you, Ashley, for your date of birth or your star sign, please?
My date of birth is 9/29/78.
Right, so it's the 29th of the 8th, yeah?
9/29/78.
Right, okay.
Like September 29th.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay, so that makes you a Libra. Right, okay, now, as I'm linking in with your energy, okay, what I'm feeling is even though you're a Libra and you're balanced, you're not feeling that way at the minute. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Yes.
I feel like as though there's a situation around you that you feel is out of your control. And I feel that this is other people's outside influence coming in and really kind of stressing you out a little bit. Do you understand that, Ashley?
I'm not sure which specific situation.
I think this is work. I think this is work, but this could be other areas as well, because I'm just feeling that things are not that easy as they normally are. It's almost as if I'm going through a feeling of feeling quite restless, and I really don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, I feel restless. I really want new beginnings. I really, really, really need to go through a new door, new change. I'm really looking to push myself through something, to do something. But I just feel like as though I'm at loss at the minute, so I don't know what to do with myself. So even though I've got all this new energy around you, I still feel like as though I'm not balanced and I really want to change, but I don't know how to change things. Do you understand that, my love, why I'm feeling like that?
Yes, I do.
Good. Okay. Now, things are going to come right to you. Tell me, darling, who is Joan, please?
John?
Joan. A lady, Joan.
Joan.
Because I've got a Joan here in spirit who wants to connect. She's been with me now for a few minutes, and I feel that this is a relative or a friend of yours.
It's not ringing a bell.
Okay, well, keep that name, okay? Because there is a reason why I've been given that name. If this is not for someone that's passed, this is a name for someone that's going to be coming in for you, because I do feel very strongly that I have to give you that name, okay? Mm-hmm. And I do feel with you, your loved ones in spirit have been around you more lately. It's almost as if, okay, they're trying to get you to follow the right path. So has there been about two or three decisions that you've been trying to figure out a way forward in?
No, not really. I mean, I feel like there's a decision coming up, but I just don't know what it is.
There is a couple of decisions coming in around you. Okay, I feel that there's more than one decision coming in for you. In fact, I would say that there's three decisions coming in for you over the next few months, between now and March of next year. I do feel that there is going to be three decisions coming in and that you're going to be pushing yourself forward, okay? And if you like, it seems to me that at the moment what you feel is like as though you haven't got what it takes to compete with other people. And I feel that your self-confidence is taking a little bit of an all-time low. And I feel that I want to just guide you through things and take you, you know, on to the future, saying, yes, you can do anything that you want to. Because, you know, normally, as I said, as a Libra, you're normally quite a balanced person. But I'm just drawn to the fact that you don't seem to be as confident and as balanced as what you normally have been in the past. And I feel it's either because you've lost someone on a physical level, as in a relationship hasn't worked or a friendship hasn't worked, or you're actually grieving for someone who's passed over, because I'm just feeling that my energy is low when I'm picking up around you. Quite tired, a little bit kind of like, yeah, you know, just getting on with things. But I'm not enthusiastic about doing anything, and I don't feel like so I want to get passionate about anything at all. So I'm just getting by. Do you understand that?
No, it's. I mean, that kind of sounds like not. It doesn't sound like me. I mean, I've had a few challenges lately, where I think that I almost feel like I'm being tested with.
Yeah.
Somebody's. Or maybe I'm being like trying to learn some life lesson or something, but I was feeling very high on life and with my career, and I feel like I've had a few balls thrown in, like people thrown into my life that are almost trying to derail me.
Yeah, there's your competition. There's that competitive. There's that competitive feel. There's you wanting to be a leader. There's you kind of suffering from decisions. There's your new beginnings. There's the loss, the letting go. All these things that we've been talking about, they're all around you, okay? But what I do feel for you is that you need to stop judging yourself so harshly, because I do feel that there's success coming in around you. But I feel more drawn to March of next year, when things are really going to go your way. It's almost as if, okay, that you've just really got to compromise sometimes with others, listen to other people's point of view. And I also feel that there's been restrictions around your family, and it's kind of like a little bit restricted there. And I think sometimes as well with you, quite a closed person as well, and it's like you're afraid to take that leap of faith into trusting people fully. So I'm going to go back, because I do feel that there has been a time in your energy, in your adult life, that you've lost someone who has made you feel very insecure. So the way that you've dealt with this is just by picking yourself up, if you like, but closing your heart off a little bit to people. So in many, many areas of your life, even though you can be quite warm and outgoing, I do feel that if you peel away the layers, like as though you're peeling an onion, if you like, that you are very closed, emotionally closed. And I really do feel that these meditations that we've been doing, especially this evening's one, would help you greatly, because you kind of place restrictions on yourself. And I do feel that you need sometimes to trust, learn to trust. Sometimes you feel quite solitude because of the way that you're choosing to be. And I do feel that there is big, big, big changes coming in for you. And these changes are going to be pushing you on, okay, to 2013 with a much more contented, positive vibe around you. It's almost as if when I'm linking with you, is that you know you've got a life purpose, you know you've got a path to follow, you know you want happiness, you know you deserve happiness, and you certainly do, but it's like you're not sure how to get it, so you're kind of stumbling at the last hurdle. And I just feel that you need to pick yourself up a little bit more and just basically be kind to yourself and focus on the things that you do need. And I feel what you do need is partnership and love, and that goes in the working environment and in your personal environment as well. And I do feel that that's circle of light is coming around you to help you overcome any obstacles that you may be dealing with at this moment. And that's what I'm picking up with you, darling. And I would say just be true to who you are, but I really can't emphasize enough about trusting. And I do also feel that your loved ones are around you. I feel that they're working with you. I've got a lady's energy who comes in, very, very strong bonded link. I feel I'm drawn to a grandmother with this lady, okay, because she seems to be very nurturing, but I don't feel it's a mum. I feel it's more like a grandmum. And I feel that she's always been trying to help you. And this lady was very, very creative when she was on this side. Do you know this lady, my love? Can you place this creative lady, someone who used to make things, do things, because she could turn a hand to anything?
I would think that would be my grandma Jean.
Right, okay. Maybe. Now then, I said Joan, and Jean is very, very close, okay? So maybe I was misunderstanding what she said, because I was feeling this vibe of this lady around you, and I knew that it was a J pronunciation, maybe with the accent I was confusing the Joan to the Jean, but there is definitely love coming from her to you, and I feel that she's been there always, really, to give you guidance and to give you comfort. And I feel that someone around your family has been feeling a little bit low lately, and that seems to have drawn her to you. And I also feel that there's some kind of a family celebration coming in within the next 3 months that she's also aware of as well. And I also feel with this lady that she's definitely wanting you to start having fun and enjoying yourself. It's almost like as though she wants to give you the gift of joy and happiness around you. And she is actually telling me to tell you that you need to come out of the shadows, because you're not being the true potential of who you could be. There's a lot more of you than you're actually allowing people to see. And I do feel, as I'm pushing you on to the springtime of next year, that there will be a lot more for you. It's kind of like you would have had the light switched on, okay, and you would be more confident, more happier, more trusting. And I really do feel that that is what her gift is to you, that she wants you to have an abundant, happy life, my darling. And that's what I'm picking up for you this evening. And I'm going to say God bless you, and I'm going to ask Joan to stand back. And thank you so much for connecting to Guiding Lights. And carry on listening and enjoying the rest of the show.
Thank you so much. I definitely look forward to listening to this again.
Yes, and you take care, my love. And remember what I said, it's all about you. Take that leap of faith, because there is a lot more to you than you are kind of allowing yourself to see. And your loved ones are saying it's all there in front of you. And I'll leave you with that, my love, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now. There we go. Okay, Sarah, so who have we got next on here now then?
Area code 703 we do have.
Okay, well, I'm going to say hi, and I'm going to pass that area over to you, Sarah.
Thank you, my darling. Hello there.
Hi there, this is Sonia.
Hello, Sonia, sweetheart. You're speaking to Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Sarah.
Hiya. Where are you calling from, sweet?
Virginia.
Virginia, lovely. Okay. Do you want me to just link in, sweetheart? Same thing I'll ask everybody, or do you want to, is it something specific you wanted me to look at for you?
Whatever's coming to you.
Good, lovely. I like it that way, to be honest with you. But then it's down to you as an individual, because it's about you. It's about each of you as individuals who are calling in. I'm getting a heavy feeling around my chest area, Sonia, because I pick up spirit. Of maybe somebody who's passed or somebody who's here on the earth plane. And I'm just wondering, this feels more like something to do with breast cancer rather than chest infections or heart attacks. Is there anybody around you in the past had a breast scare, or anybody in spirit that passed this way?
No, not that I know of.
You don't? Okay. Let me just see if I can get a little bit more here. Obviously, we're looking at a lady with this, okay? The lady is giving me a January link with you. So, you know, it's birthdays or passings around about the January time. Can you link with that?
No, not with a woman or with January.
Right, okay. Is the woman you can't link with, the January link, you can't pick up on any birthdays or passings of anybody around you that comes to mind?
No, not offhand. Not with January.
All right, darling. Okay.
Sorry.
Just take it. No, it's fine. Take it and think about it. I often get the odd nose. It doesn't faze me because it's been given to me and I'm giving it to you. But I do strongly feel this area around me is very tender, and I can feel that. So I don't know whether this is somebody in the recent past, a friend of yours or somebody who's had a problem, but you do need to think about that because I've got it. All right? Okay.
Okay.
Let's look and see what else we've got with you. Right. Okay, I feel now that my face is, how can I explain that? Almost like numb, right? The sensation is over my eyebrows, my cheeks, and around my face, and my face is numb and aching. And I get a sense that this is a person, they're giving me 8 years. Now, I don't know whether they passed 8 years ago or whether something happened to you 8 years ago that was like...
Oh, that was...
Go on, darling.
Oh, I was trying to figure out the year. 8 years ago.
Was there a change around you 8 years ago? A move, a change, or a loss of some sort?
Around 2002.
Around that time. I mean, not too specific with it, but around that time.
Around 2002, there was a loss.
A loss, darling. Okay. Pardon, sweetheart?
2007 as well.
Okay, darling. I just want to link with that 2002 link, and I'll see if I can get the 2007 in with you as well. Right. Somebody, either one of these people, had something wrong with their face. Do you understand this?
I didn't hear you.
One of these people had something wrong with their face.
I don't understand.
Okay. Well, I can feel it, so maybe think about it, because my face feels numb and it feels like it's aching. Okay, so it could be a stroke. I don't know what it is because I have to try and interpret it. But it could be a stroke or something like that, okay?
Okay.
All right, or connected with heart as well. But just let me just bring this in and I'll see if I can bring some more information in for you.
Sure, is that a male
Yeah,
feeling
I was just
male.
Going to say to you, I've got a male energy with me, but I've got an April link here as well. Is there an April link relevant with you, sweetheart?
There's an April link with me, my birthday.
There we go. So there it is. Somebody bites their lip. Who is it that bites their lip a lot?
I don't know.
Right. Well, biting your lip would usually symbolically mean, I do feel that somebody physically does it, it would symbolically mean that you're nervous about something if you're biting your lip. Do you understand? Wondering if it connects around this person in the past. They were worried about something, okay, around about these 8 years ago, whether this, for you at this time, okay, there was a loss, but there was also change around you as well, because I feel like I'm biting my lip around that time, okay? So was there some sort of a separation or a house move around that time as well, around the time of this person passing?
Yeah, there was a change of state, yes.
A change of?
A location.
Thank you, because I felt like I moved house. Okay, and they're just telling me about this. I'm just going back to this because obviously I'm getting the evidential value and then I'll move forwards with you, sweetheart. I'm jumping forwards now to this 2007 situation around you. And this one to me, was this a younger person?
In his 30s, the person was in his 30s.
Younger. This isn't an old person. This is somebody who's younger, okay? And I'm just pulling his energy in as well around me. He does want to put his arms around you. He does want to tell you that he's okay, right? Okay. He gives me January, so you need to think on that January link, darling, all right? Because he's giving me January around you. Have you just bought some new shoes?
Yes.
Because I don't know whether you had a problem with your shoes, but they're telling me about you buying your new shoes, okay? Or maybe you haven't bought any for a while, I don't know. But for some reason, they're telling me about that, okay?
Okay.
And have you just put a sticker in your window?
No.
Why have I got a sticker in the window then?
I have no idea.
Almost like, you know, one of these ones, certain callers you don't want round. You're getting a lot of people knocking at your door?
No.
Right, okay.
I wish we had knocking at our door, actually.
You wish you did have people knocking at your door. I just feel like I want to put a sticker in your window, but you need to think about this because it's silly, but I've got it. I want to put a sticker in your window, okay? Well, it could be somebody that you know and you'll know about it, something that's happening soon, okay? But somebody's putting a sticker in the window, and I just want to tell you about that. Right.
Okay.
This 30-year-old male, was this a tall man, sweetheart? Because I can see somebody, or he's talking about somebody who's quite tall.
Yeah, he was rather tall, yes.
Understand? I mean, it's not that we're average here. I'm tall, and he's telling me tall, okay? He does give me some keys to give to you, and I feel like I want to give you a car. I don't know why, but he's talking about a car.
Okay.
All right. Is this something you've been thinking about doing?
No, not unless something happens to my car.
Okay, it's a black car. What colour's your car, sweetheart?
We have a black truck.
Ah, maybe there's the keys. Well, he's maybe just shown me the keys to this black truck, all right? Just telling me about it. But I can see a black car or a black truck, as you say. He gives me the number 74. Now, is this the year, 1974? Is it connected around the number on a door?
No.
Could you just take that on board for me? Because
sure,
you can and it'll come in. Write it down, darling. Or even listen back to the podcast because it's relevant with you. He gives me this number 74. Okay. He also tells me that he's with you in October. Now, is this somebody's celebration around about this time or is this connected with him?
I have no idea.
Okay. Just wait and see then for the October link coming in. Now, who's Raymond or Ray around you?
It could be my husband's father.
Lovely. Is he in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. He's here as well then.
Okay.
Okay. It's all right. I've got three here now, so I'm just trying to get this Raymond in and see what Raymond wants to say. He's saying don't buy it. So, is there something you've been thinking about buying and spending a lot of money on?
Okay.
You understand? Last thing you would want to know if you wanted to buy something and somebody's telling you not to do it. Or is somebody talking about spending some money?
Okay.
You know about this, do you, sweetheart? Take it on board. Whatever it is, double check, please. He's telling
sure.
me to tell you to please double check. Do you understand? Look at paperwork. Look at the fine print. All right. Because I do feel that something better is there rather than that. He's not telling me what it is, but I do know we're spending some money. Okay, we're thinking about it, and he's just telling me something else is coming in that's better, and I feel like it's going to be the November time, and you will know about this. All right, so
okay, great.
Where can I see a blue carpet or a blue rug?
No rugs. We have no
blue
rugs.
Blue carpet?
We just have hardwood floors.
Okay, right. Is it somewhere else then? Was it connected with him? Because he's shown me a blue carpet or a blue rug.
I have no idea.
Could you watch out for that, please? Because it may be the indication of what I'm telling you about. That may be a connection. Okay, just wait and see what happens around that. All right. He also wants to give me the July month with you, sweetheart. July. And I feel like I want to give you the 17th of July. Now, if this isn't a memory link for you, it will be something coming in for you. All right. And I also want to give you the name James. Have you got a James around you?
Not that I know if I worked with a James in a hospital, but that's all I can think about. That's
that
all my connection.
That's okay. Just take
that.
That
was a long time ago.
That's okay. Maybe you'll hear from him. I've mentioned people before and they come back in. You may hear from him or you may bump into him. Just giving me that, James. It's not just about, you know, you're reading now on the radio or whoever I read for, Jeanette reads for. It's not just about the here and now. It's almost like spirit like to tell you that they're with you in the future when things happen. You know, when somebody says, a spiritual person has said something to you and you think, oh, they said that. And it's almost like then you know that your family and your people are around you. Okay. Do you want to ask me anything, sweetheart?
Oh, just about the maybe the here and now. What? Any kind of messages, I think, for the coming weeks?
Here and now. Something to do with a contract coming up for you. I feel that there's a connection around work with you, where there's changes coming in around your work, okay? I feel like you will be close to home, is what I want to say to you, okay?
Okay.
I also feel that there is some sort of a holiday coming up for you, and I'm going on a plane, telling me that you're going on an aeroplane to go on a holiday. So I don't know whether you've already booked this or you're considering booking it, but I do feel that we're taking flight, okay? And you may go and see somebody that you know, is my feeling. So I feel like you're going to visit either family or friends, okay?
Okay.
I do get November around that, so just wait and see what happens there around about that November time. Okay, and I do want to give you the name Kathy or Catherine or Kathleen. Do you know who this is?
No, Catherine.
Think about it, okay, and just, you know, listen back or make a note, whatever it is that you need to do. Right, where else are we going with you? Okay. Is there something that needs doing in your garden? Are you talking about a water feature or something to do with water around your garden?
Okay. Yes, we have a rather large garden.
Okay. Well, maybe it's something to do with your garden, some sort of water feature, a pond or something in your garden. Okay, he's telling me about this. Maybe you're just reconstructing your garden. Okay. That's about it, really, sweetheart. I mean, I hope you've gotten some comfort out of the reading that you've had. Listen back, and obviously you'll be able to listen to what's coming up for you, or the information I've given to you that you haven't quite placed will fit into place for you. All right.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, darling. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Bye, darling. Jeanette and I are available on Facebook, everybody. Medium Sarah May is myself, S-A-R-A-H-M-A-Y, and Jeanette is Jeanette Ann Coombe, J-A-N-E-T-T-E. Anne, has that got an E on the end of it, Jeanette?
It certainly has, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got all the E's here, A-N-N-E for Anne, and Coombe, C-O-O-M-B-E, 00MBE. Remember that MBE bit?
Yeah, okay. And don't forget that our listeners can also get us via Skype, okay, if they'd like to have one-to-one personal readings with us. We do offer these. You can pay for these readings by going on to my website, which is Jeanette_Coombe_psychic_tarot.co.uk, and also with Sarah, which is Sarah May, is it Sarah?
Easy one, mind Jeanette, www.sarahmaypsychic.com.
There
but on Skype, I am May Sarah May.
Yeah,
actually,
okay.
That's my Twitter account. You'll find me.
Well, my Skype is Jeanette Ann Psychic, all one word. So if you'd like to book some readings with us and have a full in-depth reading with myself or Sarah, that would be lovely, you know, if you've got any burning questions, because obviously when we're on the radio show, we can only cover a few minutes, 10 minutes at the most, really. You know, sometimes if we, you know, we can't even give you that if there's a lot of people waiting in the queue. So if you'd like to have an in-depth reading with myself or Sarah, we would love to, you know, connect with you via Skype, via Facebook or via our website. And get interactive with us. You can also join our Guiding Light Facebook page, which is a wonderful page because it's got healers and psychics and mediums and all sorts of spiritual people coming
Penny
in.
Penny Sky, she's on
yeah,
the app.
Fabulous, you know, and we've got some really excellent people on there. And everybody interacts and leaves some lovely thoughts and comments. So I've got my darling friend, Tracy Gabriel from Scotland, who always interacts with us and leaves some fantastic comments. So if you'd like to be part of this, the Guiding Lights family, and, you know, come in and interact with us, we'd love to hear from you and your comments on any spiritual matters that you're drawn to. And if you're interested in possibly having some lessons in psychic development or cards or crystals or Reiki or whatever you'd like to have answered, that's a place to be, because there will be someone there to help you. And also we are starting some development classes, so if you're interested in that, give us some info and leave us some comments and feedbacks, and we'll get back to you with further information. So sir, without further ado, I'm going to go on to our next caller, which is area code 904, and I'd like to say hi, welcome to Guiding Lights. You through to Jeanette Ann.
Hi, my name is Mona. I was just calling to see if you feel anyone in spirit.
Okay, Mona. Can I just ask you, please, for your date of birth, my love?
February the 3rd.
Right, okay. So you're a lovely Aquarius, darling. And I do feel that there has been a gentleman who's passed over, who connects with you on a very close, deep and meaningful level. And I feel that this gentleman is connected to your mother. So I'm going to go with grandfather, okay, on your mum's side. Okay, darling. I don't know whether or not this person has passed for a while or not, because she's not making that clear, but I am very, very drawn to springtime as a relevant. I don't know whether this is his passing, whether it's birthday, but he's just taking me to the springtime where there seems to be new energy coming in around you as well. Can you understand the link to springtime, please?
No, ma'am.
Right, okay. Well, if you can't understand it as a passing, I want you to take that as an indication that he is aware that you are going through the situations that you are going through now, and he is giving me the spring, because it's almost as if by that time things are going to start turning around for you in a very, very positive way. Tell me something, Mona. Do you feel that lately you've lost a little bit of your life, you know, almost like as though you've lost purpose, if you understand, about which way you should be heading?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because I'm very, very drawn to the fact, or he is giving me the evidence, what I'm feeling is that you need to look at things clearly around you with your head, not your heart, because they are trying
to show you the way. You know, there is a purpose, there is a life path for you, and I do feel that what they're actually showing you is that you really do need to start loving yourself more, because it's almost as if you seem to have spent a lot of time, Mona, worrying about other people's needs and wants and putting your own needs and wants on the back burner. Do you understand that feeling I'm getting, my love?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And I feel that over the last 2 years, this is what I'm being shown, okay? There's been a lot of trying times that you've had to deal with and that you've had to stay really strong, okay, but to the point that it's in a way your own kind of life has been put on hold because of a situation or situations that you've been dealing with. And I feel that these situations are around you. So these are family, close family situations that are kind of involving you in a way that you feel like as though you can't move forward in a way that you'd like to because the situation is not resolved yet. Do you understand that feeling, my love?
No, I don't.
Well, there is something that's coming in, and there is something that needs to be resolved, and I do feel that by about the spring of next year, I just feel like as though I want to take you forward, okay? Because what I'm being shown with you, it's almost as if, okay, you seem to have lost focus. And also I have to say as well that you really judge yourself harshly sometimes, okay? It's like as if with you, you're very much a hard taskmaster on yourself, which is unusual because normally as an Aquarius, okay, you would be a freedom-loving, balanced, warm, lovely person, very interesting, very intelligent, love reading, love knowledge. You've got a thirst for knowledge. And I do feel, okay, that what you need to be looking at is how you can find you again. Because it's like, so I want to bring you out of the shadows. Because I just don't feel that you are really being you lately, if that makes sense to you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do feel that your grandfather, bless his heart, when he was on this side, I feel that with him, okay, he was a very down-to-earth, warm guy who always tried to help people. And I just got him doing a manual labourer's job. Do you understand that? I feel he was working with his hands a lot, and I don't know why, but I've just been shown a road. So I don't know whether or not he's showing me the road because he knows that you're on the, you know, you're going to be put on the right path, so he's showing me the road for that reason, or whether he's showing me the road because he was involved in working on the road or something. But I'm really being shown the road there for you, and I just have to give it as I see it, and that's what I'm being shown. It's like a straight road ahead.
Okay.
And I feel that all the bumps or blips or obstacles around you, they kind of smoothen it around you, okay? And I feel that someone around you has been a little bit brash, because, you know, it's like as though I'm rubbing my hands, there's a little bit of friction there between you and someone else. And someone can be a little bit sharp as well, so they say things that are quite hurtful. Can you understand this? And it's a female energy I'm picking up on.
No.
In work, please. I feel like there's a work connection with this one.
Yeah, with work?
In work. This is a work connection where someone has been difficult to you, and there's been a kind of a feeling of this person can be quite sharp-tongued.
No, I'm not working right now.
Right, well, be careful then, okay, that if you don't find yourself in a situation where someone is working with you and they can be a little bit sharp-tongued, okay, because I am feeling, okay, that the word compromise is being shown to me. So I feel that when you do get a job, you're going to have to just compromise with a certain person, because it's almost like they like to do things their way and you've got to do what they want to do because they don't want to bend because they've been there longest or whatever, but I feel that you're going to have to compromise. I do see work coming in for you, and I feel that between now and the summer of next year, it's almost like as though there's going to be trees being planted, so you're going to feel more grounded and more rooted. All right, and I I would say just really focus on your own self, because your self-control lately, or your self, how you feel about yourself, it's almost like as though you don't feel like as though you're the person that you used to be. And I just want to put you on that right path, because it is there for you. It's almost with you, okay? It's like, so I want to give you healing. Because it's like, so you've lost a little piece of yourself, or you've lost something in your life and you haven't quite got it back yet.
Well, yes, that's true.
Okay, and I want to send you some healing. And I feel that with you as well, I'm feeling quite stressed, okay, because that's what they're showing me. I'm feeling like as though I'm not resting properly. I've got a lot on my mind, and I can't clear myself to think about where I need to be going in a positive vibe, because I've got too many things to think about. And I do feel as well, it almost seems like as though you're a warrior and you've got to battle your way through situations. But I just want you to take a step back, okay? There is help coming in for you. You have got your loved ones drawing in close. And I do feel that you need to take help from your local community as well. So get involved in things. Start mixing, you know, start enjoying the local area where you're living and start becoming a real active part of it. Because I just am drawn, okay, to things really starting to open up for you. And also as well, I really need to give you some amethyst and some sapphires, because I feel these colors would be wonderful for you to help you, especially develop yourself spiritually. So what that is actually showing me is that around about 10 or 12 years ago, there seemed to be an incident that happened to you that kind of blocked you, and you've been recovering since then, but it's been a slow process. So do you understand things going on around your personal energy when you were about 10 to 12 years ago?
No, I can't. I went through a breakup about 10 or 12 years ago.
There we go. There it is. Okay, that's what it would be, because I feel from then on, you've just been trying to get along, but I feel that things that was happened or was said or whatever went on in that breakup, okay, I feel part of you judged yourself too harshly and part of you felt the loss. And I do feel even if you wanted it or not, I feel that there's been part of you that have kind of been trying to take away things. The upset is still there with you. I'm still feeling that this upset of failure, a sense of failure, is still around you. And I just want you to leave the past go, because there is something coming in for you that's very nice. There is endings, there is new beginnings. Okay, as I'm taking you through, as I said, to March of next year, your grandfather is guiding you. He has been with you a lot lately because of the conflict, and he is actually helping you to communicate your thoughts and deeds with people. All right, I do feel, okay, that you are definitely, okay, going to be finding that the spring of next year is going to be a very fruitful phase for you. Lots of new beginnings, lots of new energies, and also you coming out from the shadows and being yourself again. So it's a very good time coming in, my love.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to say thank you very much for allowing me to connect with you, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to Guiding Lights.
Yes, I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my love,
thank
and you
darling.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Okay, that's lovely. Thank you so much, lovely people we've had on again tonight. So I think we're going to go to a couple of songs now, and when we come back, the lines are still open, and we will be connecting to more listeners on Guiding Lights.
Until
Wonderful. What a lovely selection of songs. Wonderful selections of songs. And what we're going to do now, we're just going to go on to the last song, and then we're going to be taking the callers again then. So fantastic.
Pride and joy, and I guess it was enough for me.
Okay then, well that's fantastic. And now then, what we're going to do now, before we go on to the next caller, I thought that me and Sarah were going to have a little chat, because sometimes our shows get a bit hectic and we kind of back-to-back with calls, so we never have a chance to have a little chat. So I thought it'd be nice if we just took that five, just to have a little chat about what's been going on with us over the last few days. And just say hi, Sarah. Welcome back to Guiding Lights. And how are you this evening, my love?
Oh, Jeanette, I've been very busy recently. And I'm sort of chock-a-block with work as well over the next coming weeks too. But I've had a lovely evening, which I'd like to mention, on Saturday, where we did a charity event in aid of Harry Moseley.
Okay.
Who's a young lad who did lots of walks, and he was renowned for making bracelets for the charity that he was a part of. And unfortunately, he's now passed to the spirit world as a lad. Oh. And I didn't do it. A lovely lady by the name of Alicia Miller set up this event. And I bought myself four bracelets, one for myself and my three children, in aid of Harry, and I read for his sister. I didn't know she was coming for a reading, but she did come, and Harry came through. What an absolutely fantastic lad. So that was something that was really nice. Sometimes, you know, we sort of, when we're giving readings to people, it's always lovely, you know, it's always heartfelt. There's always tears. I always worry, because obviously a lot of people cry and it's not nice, but usually it's tears of relief, you know. But this one was special.
Fantastic. Yeah, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, I've had a very busy time of things myself. I've just started back working in Sky 886 Psychic TV. You can catch me there on webcam and in the studio at some later stage to be arranged, but I'm certainly on webcam at the moment. So that's kept me pretty busy. I also went and done a lovely psychic day for a fabulous lady called Cheryl, and it was fab. She was a lovely lady, her and her friends. We had a great day there. It was really nice to have a girly day. It was like a kind of a pamper day. That was really nice. That was Friday. And then over the weekend, then I've just been major busy reading, catching up with my housework, and also reading for my
private clients that I, you know, that come back to me time and time again for little updates and catches up. So before you know it, Monday comes around again, and you'll be surprised how quick these Mondays fly around to Sarah and myself, because I know we're both very, very busy. So I know that Sarah's going to, and me, we're going to be doing a show on the 7th of September, which I'm really looking forward to, and that's going to be with Mike Davis as well, and that's going to be in Solihull, and that is coming up on the 7th of September. That's going to be an evening with us, so tickets to that event. And where is that exactly in the, where is it, Sarah?
Bit of a landmark in the Solihull area, Jeanette, is Land Rover. You know the Land Rover cars?
Yeah.
It's the main, what's it called? It's like where they make the cars. The big building where they make the Land Rover cars. It's Land Rover Social Club, connected to the Land Rover. And that's in Solihull, West Midlands. So, you know, it's off all the motorway links. It's very easy to get to. And tickets are just £12.50 each. And we have Nick Stepani of Sky TV, Jeanette and myself, who worked on the same show as Nick Stepani on Sky TV. And we have the fantastic Mike Davis, who was UK's top medium in 2009. And he's a fantastic medium. And, of course, Jeanette is too. So, you know, that's, it starts at 7 o'clock till about 10. We may go over slightly. And, it, you know, it's going to be a fantastic night. I know. It's going to be an audience, and there will be a lot of spirit communication there. Jeanette and I don't know whether Mike wants to do this or not. I think he's just a clear worker. We'll probably do some psychometry if people want to bring along some jewellery or some photos, and we can have a look at those and see what we get from those.
And flowers, which is always nice as well. Flowers, psychometry, photos. If you want to fetch along anything that's personal to yourself or the loved ones that you're trying to connect with, that's something else that we like to link in with as well, sir. So anybody want to come along and join us, we'd love to see you. Sarah is dealing with the you know, the tickets through the Guiding Light and through Sarah May. Come and join us. It'll be a fantastic evening, and hopefully it will be one of many more that we will be taking around Southwest Wales and up around the Midlands. So that's the plan, is to get the Guiding Light out there, and just to, you know, for people who can't always tune in, the opportunity to come and see us and to see how the show works and how we are as people and how we work as mediums and psychics. And also there will be an opportunity to have a little one-to-one reading with myself or Sarah or Mike on the evening as well. So plenty of things to do. It's going to be some interesting, you know, interesting evening. And we'd love to have you all there, wouldn't we, Sarah? It would be a fantastic evening to come along.
Yeah, it's an audience with the audience in spirit, with the audience in the room.
Exactly.
And there'll be loads of people there. You know, I love doing an audience. It's something that I've gotten back into after a while, and it's a lovely energy. Absolutely love the energy of doing the audience work.
Yeah, so. Fantastic. So besides the audience with work as well, we've got other things going on, haven't we, you and I? We're really focused on our lovely Guiding Light show. We love to fetch in, you know, weekly meditations for everyone, and we like to bring in something different every week as well, if possible. And we also like to have the occasional guest, because that kind of, you know, brings in their experiences, their energies as well, which is, it's really wonderful. Because a couple of weeks ago we had a lovely gentleman on called John, didn't we? And he was a fantastic person. What an experience, what a life that he'd lived, you know, and how wonderful that he wanted to share his experience with us on the Guiding Light. So once again, we do have, and we had Grant Collier in as well. He covered for me when I was away on holiday. Once again, fabulous person. Fabulous personality, really lovely guy. So we are very lucky that we can, you know, we really do have some very interesting guests on our show. We've also had Jerry Humphreys as well. He's been another lovely guy. So we will be fetching in, you know, more guests as the time goes on, just to bring a variety. And it's kind of like brings in new energies into the mix as well, Sarah, yeah?
Definitely does. And we play it behind the scenes.
Yes, fantastic. Well, everybody out there who is, you know, who is interested in astrology like myself, although I am not an astrologer, will be pleased to know that Mercury is going out of retrograde on the 8th of August. So anybody out there who has been suffering with communication problems or anything that have been electrically tampered or hampered with because of it, will be very pleased to know that that is absolutely ending on the 8th of August and things then should settle back down. But I know that we're coming up to the last few minutes of the show now, and we have got one more track to give the listeners out there. So we're just going to play this song and then just come back with our goodbyes. But I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as we've enjoyed doing it this evening.
I was born with so much love, I burst each time the sun rises. I reserve the hurt I feel to make happy surprises. In my heaven here on earth, I found my paradise. All the laughter in my heart, I crave to your smile. All the stars in your eyes. Happiness is knowing you are loved. I borrowed the fears I had and so did them all out loud. Took the love off of me and pushed away. In my heaven, here on earth, I found my paradise. What a satisfying feeling, reaching for the sky. Happiness is seeing all the stars in your eyes.
Down.
Well, that was a fabulous song, wasn't it? Totally chill out music. Really enjoyed that track. I think we've got Mary Lou on the line, who has been patiently waiting. And I think we're going to have time for a very, very quick couple of minutes with us before the end of the show. So I'd just like to say hi, Mary Lou. Welcome to Guiding Lights.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, bless you. I'm sorry we haven't got much time left.
That's okay.
Just a couple of minutes before the end of the show. So, Mary Lou, can I ask you for your date of birth, please, my love?
It's October 22nd, 1962.
Right, okay, because I do feel that with you are on the cusp energy, but I also have to say straight away that there seems to be restrictions around you, darling.
Yes.
At the moment, okay. And I do feel that you've had a life lesson that you are going through, but I just want to say to you, that whatever you're going through now is going to be lifted, and there are new beginnings coming in for you. I feel that you're a very strong, grounded lady. You've been very strong. There are definitely corners coming around that you will turn, and even though things seem to be completely off balance at the moment, they are going to settle down for you. And I know, okay, that you are thinking of your security, and I know that you are thinking about how you can get your life back on track. But I would say to you, darling, that there is such a strong life force, okay, in you, that you are really just going to get yourself back on track very, very soon. Now, can you understand that, please, sweetheart?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I knew there was a reason why I had to squeeze you in, okay, because we are coming to the end. But I just wanted to say that to you, and that, you know, your loved ones in spirit are watching over you, and that it is only going to be a matter of time before things start turning the corner for you. So please, as you finish this call tonight, listen to the meditation. I feel it will help you, because I feel that you really are looking to change things, and that you have had your confidence knocked a little bit. So please take on, you know, what we've actually done tonight, Sarah and myself, and please come back through to us next Monday. We're going to be here, and I will look at going through a couple more things to you. Or if you'd like to catch me or Sarah for an in-depth reading, you can find us outside Guiding Lights, and you can come through for an in-depth reading with either of us through Skype. Okay, sweetheart. But for now, I'm going to have to say goodbye. And it's been absolutely lovely just giving you that small bit of evidence that your loved ones are with you and helping you.
Thank you so much. I needed to hear that today.
Okay.
Aww.
You take
Thank
care,
you,
my darling. Bye bye now. There we go. So there we are. We're on the last couple of minutes now, sir. Yeah, that's flown by. So I just like to say once again, lovely show. Love the energy. Love the listeners. Loved all the topics. It's been absolutely amazing. We've talked about change. I want to give everybody out there the courage to move on. Please listen back to our meditations, because it will help. And been lovely working with you once again, sir, and say goodbye to you, and God bless until next week.
Yeah, thank you, Jeanette. And it's been absolutely lovely working with you, sweetheart. And to all of you listeners out there, and those of you who are not listening at the moment will be listening probably afterwards, because you can pick up the show off Mike Spirit FM. You'll see Guiding Lights Radio Show and the dates that the show was on. Just click on it and you can re-listen to it, okay? Do we have another track to play us out, or are we just going to talk ourselves out?
I think there's another lovely track coming in.
Okay.
But I would just like to say God bless to everyone out there, and we'll see you soon.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
But the moonlight lingers on. We're all Being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9 o'clock in the evening, GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit their website. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.